Good morning.
And let me add this, that he came here believing God for a miracle to minister to us in English.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell this story while you're here. So one time I was going to minister for him, and so we come, we're up in the pastor's office, we're waiting for a translator to show up, And so the translator's not here, worship's going on, it's coming close to that time, and we said, well, what are we going to do? And I said, well, I knew enough Spanish to greet the people. And then he would say, well, we don't have a translator, so that's it. And I said, well, yeah, let's do that. I'll greet the people. You tell them why we're not having service, and we'll go eat some fried chicken down the road. Right down the road. And so that was our plan, right?
Yes.
And so we come, and I greet the people, and I'm not exactly sure what happened. I guess I forgot the plan. And I started preaching, and Jasper started interpreting. And an hour later, there was a line of people that were praying for, of which we had several get saved, several filled with the Holy Spirit, and remarkable young, probably 7 or 8 years of age, one that had asthma, and got saved. So that was a great miraculous service that just God using the two of us, not really knowing what we were going to do. Amen? Yeah. Oh, you got one. Thank
okay.
You.
Thank you.
Well, Pastor Jasper again.
You believe Christ can change someone's life today?
Yes.
I said if you believe if Christ can change anyone's life this morning?
Yes.
You believe that? Any one of you have a pain? If you have a pain, come here. Come up here a minute. And we're going to pray. If you have a pain, if you have children what have flat feet, you go for them and I will pray for them. Or if they sick, go for them.
Yeah.
If you have children over there, you can go and bring him. We pray. If you have a pain, no more have a pain. No one more. Oh, this guy I know. Around 200 years, more or less. No more one?
What?
A pain, if you have a pain.
Yes.
We want to pray. In the name of Jesus. What do you have?
Seizures, blood on the brain, and they're checking.
Good?
No, brain.
Okay.
Seizure and fluid on the brain, and checking for something that's causing.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
We pray for it, amen.
In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every blow, every blow is on. In the name of Jesus, Nazareth. In the name of Jesus, Amen. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke it. Healer, in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. O Rabashana Rabakundarava, O Sharabakyandarabashaya, in the name of Jesus, in the name. Jesus de Nazaret, sea liberado, sea sano. En el nombre de Jesús, en el nombre de Jesús, todo espíritu de enfermedad se va ahora. En el nombre de Cristo Jesús, en el nombre de Jesús. En el nombre de Jesús.
Jesús, Padre.
Por la veracidad de su palabra. Todo el espíritu de enfermedad se va ahora. In the name of Jesus de Nazareth. I rebuke this. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke this. I rebuke this. Por la veracidad de su palabra. Lo declaro sano y restaurado. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I ordain that this piece sea limpio ahora. In the name of Jesus Nazareth. Sea limpio. En el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén. Amén. Aleluya. Glory to God. En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret. Ordeno que su iglesia se va en el nombre de Jesús. Por la gracia de su palabra, toda molestia se va en el nombre. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. You will help me this morning preach. Probably you said, I never preach in my life. Today is the day. Amen? Okay. Someone can say what said over there? But I need you speak very. Is so you speak in your home? Just quiet, really. Yes or no?
No.
I don't. Okay. One time more.
Release Jesus.
Okay. The second. Say it again. No. The women, say it again. So that is a nice question. Why? Christ come in your heart when you accept Him, and you just make Him stay in your heart. Why? The next. Because. That is the reason. And this verse in Luke 4, I need the men read that for me. 1, 2, 3, the men.
And when it was day, He departed and went into the desert place. And the people sought Him and came unto Him and stayed Him, that He should not depart from them.
Hear us.
Christ, He was leave. They never know where He is. They go different place to look for Him. So when they find Him, they take Him and said, you what? The last part? You're not shut the part?
Depart from them.
Stay with us. He said, no, I'm going. I have to save your mother. No, stay with me. Why? Because we what? That is the problem. God give us peace, and others need peace. And Christ want to go to give them peace, and you say, no, stay with me. Christ wants to go to heal other my friend, and you say, no, stay with me. Why? That is the problem. You know how much people in Houston need Christ?
Huh?
But they never would know Christ if we have that way.
Yes.
Your family need Christ or no?
Yes.
But many times Christ want to do something for my brother, my sister, and I just said, no, stay with me. Why?
Selfishness.
With this picture, I don't know if you would go to that church. I don't know. I just asking a question. You believe you would go to that church? Okay. Some say yes, and some say no. For you go to that church, you have to do this. The next. That is what?
The river.
You remember that river? That is one of those rivers what you pass. But this river is 6 days walking to go to that church. 6 days walking, not in car, walking. So if I go into church and something like that come up, I would say, thank you, Jesus. You respond to me to don't go to the good church. But look what they do. They go and cut a tree and they do this. They make a bridge. When you have selfishness, every excuse is good. When you and I have those things in your heart or my heart, many excuses come up. I can't do it because this, because my father, because I don't marry, because I... And look what they do. They make the bridge. My friend, we have to let Christ go to others. That this is the only way your family can save, your neighbor can save, your brother can save, your friend. They said, no, stay with us. So, same things what you and I do. Why we don't release Christ to others? Thank the Lord, someone speak to you because,
right.
And you save. And why we don't do that to others? If no one will speak to you, where you was today? What was your condition today? Because one speak to us, we save. And now, we don't want Christ to go to others. Stay with me. I believe God has to forgive us. Many people now, they don't save because
Stay with me. I believe we have to release Christ. We have to let go. For make others get safe. You want to stay with me?
Thank you.
Someone read 1 Timothy 2:4. Okay. What it said?
Who will have all the men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth?
What is God will hear? May every man be saved. Every man. How much?
Every.
Okay. The way you and I speak to people who don't have Christ, when that verse will fulfill. The way you and I preach to others, when that verse will fulfill. I preach into one today. I preach into anyone today. Okay. I believe you live. What God wants in that verse? Make every man. I don't know how much English, but I believe every is every. Every man. And that word every. People who drink, what smoke, in that word, everyone. But how that going to be happening if we don't speak to others? Where? I said, the other one, you have this one. Say, this is my helper today.
One of the two which hear John speak and follow him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
Yeah.
He first findeth his own brother, Simon, and saith to him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation Peter, stone.
Look on this history. I know you and I enjoy hearing or reading about Peter. Yeah? But Peter, he never was going to exist if they never speak to him. They find him, his brother find him and said, look, and he take his brother Peter to Christ. What you and I don't take others to Christ. Take this one. Mm-hmm. See what can happen?
Amen.
You take someone. And go. Take someone. Chuck, take someone.
Okay.
Take someone. Take someone. Take someone. You, the last, take someone. Take someone.
see what can happen in this church. See what can happen if you take one to Christ in this week, what coming, and bring them to church next Sunday. You can do that. I said if you can look for one, just one, and take it to church this Sunday. Because you just imagine, you just look for one in this week, just one, and take them to the church next Sunday. Look what can happen. Peter exists because a brother took him to Christ. Many people outside, if you and I will speak to them, Saturday in droves, they within the church glorify Jesus' name. But how we selfish. That is the problem. One time more, Peter exists. Because his brother said, I see Christ, Jesus, I want you to go to him. I believe you can say that to some person. I said, I believe, because I believe you speak or no? Yes. You speak?
Yes.
Try to don't speak in your home and someone will be very happy. But if you speak in this week, I don't said next year, this week, today, yes. Try to speak to one. I don't say 200. And encourage them to come next Sunday. Because look, I start with one and look. You can see. The other one, please. The second reason. What is the second reason?
Because I have a very short vision.
A very short vision. Why? Look on this text.
And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also.
So when they find him, and they say, stay here. Christ said, no! No, stay. You have breakfast? Okay. Okay. A lot of breakfast. So they said, no, stay. And he said, no, because other city. When you have a short vision, you forget other city, other people. One time more, if you have a short vision, you forget your neighbor exists. Those people who have a short vision, that's why they say, stay with us. And what Christ said? What Christ said?
I have to go to other cities.
I have to go. That's why when you offering, when you tie, and this church can send mission or preach on the television or radio, that is it. But if you have a short vision, you don't do nothing for Christ. Everything you want just for you. If I was have a short vision, I never would be in U.S. today. I have a lot of churches to go, a lot of things to do in Costa Rica. A lot. In just in a month, I have 55 program in radio, every week in TV, every week, every day of the week. I don't know how much church we had, but I is here. Because I don't have a short vision. Stay with us. And what Jesus said?
I have to go to other cities.
I have to go. I believe we have to repent this morning. I think so. And pray, may God give us a big vision.
Yes.
Because you believe God just loves Houston. Or probably you believe just Houston exists in the world. That's why probably you don't do nothing more. But I want you know, friends, there are a lot of places in this world. They never hear one time the name of Jesus. That's why we try to go to those places with the Indians. The blue guys is a missionary over there. Walter, you know him? 6 day walking, that baby was dying. He prayed for him and God raised him up. And what happened there? These are a picture. This white man, he used to do, I don't know what it's in English, brujeria. Rishka. So he go and try to do those things, trying to make this baby arrive. And nothing happened. So the second day he hear what happened with this boy. So he come back and said, I want follow that God what arise men what dead.
Yes.
And that day he convert to Christ.
Yes.
Now is with new pastor for that church what you need 10 days walking to go there. I said 10 day walking, not in plane, with your feet. So if Walter was have a short vision, what would happen? Nothing. This man never would be saved. That child never would rise. You see the problem if you have a short vision, what can happen? Those people this week, what you see smoking, what in drugs, you know why? Someone preached to them before how to smoke, how to drink. If you or us will speak to them before he start to drink, both Christ. Probably he never in that condition. My hands never touch a cigarette, never touch a cigarette, a beer, never. You know why? Because a woman in Sunday school, she preached to me when I was 7 years. And that Sunday, I accept Christ. So that's why my hand never touched nothing like that. Because when I was up 7 years, I gave my heart to Christ. If we don't preach to people, Houston going to get more bad. More bad people will rise up. More people killing people. Some of us in Spanish people, we know what is this. Ay, ay, ay. You know, a prison in Houston, a pastor going and preaching in a prison. And a man arise and say, hate Christian. The pastor is still preaching. And he says, I hate Christian. And the pastor said to him, why you hate Christian? This man was in prison. He said, if a Christian would speak to me, I never would be here. Many people outside doing different bad things just because my short vision. Then we family don't save just because my short vision. You can pass the other one. The third and the last one.
Not be clear about my vision.
You know, vision or the other one, our mission. If we don't clear with my mission, probably not going to do nothing. Because what is mission? Definition of mission is work. That is a bad word in the church. Work. Everyone wants other work for them. Remember, don't look at Chuck, because you probably say, Chuck, speak to Jasper about me. But I am a blessing. I have 52 years going to church, so I know everything of plus, I have 34 years pastoring, so I know all you hack. I say I know. So, when you and I don't have a clear what is my mission, what is yours and my mission, we see there. The other, please.
For therefore I am sent. And he preached in the synagogue of the Galilee.
So, they find him, stay with us. He said, no. He said, other city I have to go to other city. They said, no, stay with us. He said, no. And he leave. Because he was of a mission. Preach to others. The same mission what Christ left for us is preach to others. I'd like to hear a better amen.
Amen.
Preach to others. Preach to others. That is your mission. See this nice mission, another one? I love this one.
So that they are not destitute.
So much people. Millions. Today. Millions. The other one.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Jesus, help us. Yes.
So that they are not cast into the lake of fire.
that mission to make they not cops. The lake, friend, exists. I said the lake exists. And if you don't do nothing for your family, the lake waiting for death. I said, if you don't do nothing for your family, the lake waiting for death. The lake of fire, not swimming pool. Fire. At the restaurant we go yesterday, Papa, not Papa Do's, waiting for them, is the lake. I said, is the lake, and in that lake of fire. I understood why sometimes we don't want to speak to others. If I don't interested that my father and mother save, why am I interested to that drunken man say? That, so when I get to know that, I say, yes, yeah, that's why. That's why we don't preach. If I don't care if my sister save, I won't care make that drunken man, that bad man say, nah. I thank the Lord. My grandfather and mother, they be saved. My father died 5 days, 5 years ago, he saved. My mother Christian, my 5 sisters is Christian. My 2 brothers is Christian, and I trying to be a Christian. I trying. but if one of my sister or brother not a Christian, my friend, I'd have tried day and night, pray, fasting, preach to them till she gets saved. Because if she don't get saved, the lake waiting for my sister. I don't want to go to heaven and don't see my family with me. Don't play with the salvation of your family, please. Because if they name not in this book, the eternity, they won't be late. For the how much days? My friend, your mission and I is try to make less people go to the lake. That is your mission and my mission. My mission, you and I as Christian, we mission in that come church to criticize. I this song done good. This woman, she don't address better. That is for people out the church. But the people in the church, your mission is try to make less people go to the lake. That is our mission. And up, please. Oh, God. Today is a good day to you and I do something more. Desire to do something more. Because, Lord, in this place, a drug addict could be sitting there. A man what one kill himself, it will be there, a depressing man here. But if we don't do nothing, nothing going to happen. I said if we don't do nothing,
right,
nothing going to happen. Sometimes we believe the Holy Spirit will catch the people by their neck and say, go to church. I don't like that happen. In Costa Rica, I don't love that. But no. God give we the blessing. Go and preach. That is a blessing. Because of course, what you and I do to speak to someone, they will never see delay. Never see delay. I try and do a lot of things every week because I want less people call to delay. That is your mission. And this is my mission. All these youth, oh, God can use you, make 100 of you don't go to drugs if you speak to them before. Before others speak to them how to smoke. Go you first. Do it first. Because you have friends, if you don't speak to them now, harder we speak to them how to smoke, how to drink. Drink force. Amen. Force. I believe we have to repent this morning. You think so? You think so? I say, if you think so.
Yes.
Because if you don't think so, you have to show me the amount of people what you speak in this week. For you convince me you don't have to repent, you have to say, Pastor Jasper, these 7 people what in this church knew today, I brought them. So if you just come you alone, this or no? You will invite me to eat chalk or yes or no? Yes. So I can't say, because I said this, what I want to say, probably I lose my lunch.
Yeah.
And now why you lose it?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
You know why that happened? Because we very selfish. That's why we don't do nothing more. But from today,
yes,
we will try to do something more. Do you believe you can do something more for God?
Yes,
one time more. You believe you can do something more for Christ?
Yes.
So let's do it. Because is now or never. Remember something more. You'd be on vacation many years. So if you start, move up, I tired God, because I tired Lord, and you just speak to 2 people, Lord would say, you have 25 years in vacation and you're tired?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I had 53 crusades. And when he heard finish, I feel so bad because I said I could have done more. Next week I start 6 days in a prison, a crusade, 6 days. Each day is for different rooms they have there. So they will take out probably a Tuesday, they will take out 240 men, and they put them a place to make my team preach to them. 6 days. When we conclude that 6 days, we will preach to 720 people. The entire prison. I don't have to pray because the man said he would take them out. If they want or don't want, they have to go out. Hallelujah. So he said, they have to come out. 720 people in 6 days. I know you speak bad about those people in prison, but last year, God put something in my heart. Those people, I still love them. So that's why I sent a lot of letters to different prisons. And I said to them, I need to go there to preach. So they said, okay. So I go around 8 prison already. Because those people, Christ died for them. Say, I said, Christ died for them. If you don't love them, Christ loved them. So you will lift up someone to go to them. Every Father, in this moment, we come to you and beg you, God, forgive us. Myself, forgive me. Forgive me for my short vision. For though I have cleared my mission, forgive me. But from today, I want to do something more for you. Something more.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I rebuke any sickness in this place one time more. In the name of Jesus, you be healed and you be free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You can see it. I just want to say thanks to Chuck. I have around 26 years coming to America. And the first guy what brought me to America is Chuck. Now, God bless me so much in America. Now I preach in different places. Today I have to preach 4 places. This one, it's 5 o'clock, I have a meeting in a Spanish church. They have another meeting, 11 o'clock. I won't be there. In this short 2 weeks here, I went being 8 different churches. All of those things happened because Chuck believed in me and make I come to America 26 years ago and did something like that. I was more younger.
Wow.
You too? Ah, thank the Lord. I believe it was just right. So, it's a blessing. Now, this Saturday, I'm going to church in Oklahoma. In July, I was South Carolina, in 7 churches, just because this man believed in me. I'd have more churches in America to preach, but I don't take what Chuck told me 26 years ago. He told me try to preach more in English. But I prefer preaching the best language, what is Spanish.
Yeah, but you did great today. You did great. Amen.
So God bless you.